This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In 1954, a young Elvis Presley used the country standard Blue Moon of Kentucky to help kickstart his career. And by then, blue moons had become a fixture in popular culture. This is still the case today. Just look at Blue Moon brand beer or the 2014 single Blue Moon by Beck. But just because a term is widely employed doesn't mean it's widely understood. If you've ever wondered what blue moons are in the astronomical sense of the phrase, this episode is for you. The term blue moon dates back to at least the 16th century. Since then, it's been given several different definitions, many of which are contradictory. At first, blue moon was slang for something that was flat out impossible. But over time, the meaning of this idiom changed to refer to things that were either rare or highly unlikely. This explains the modern phrase, once in a blue moon. Nowadays, when a person says that something occurs once in a blue moon, they mean it doesn't happen very often, but that it's not impossible. And in the 1800s, this expression received yet another meaning. It takes the moon 29.53 days to complete a full rotation around the Earth. In the process, the appearance of the moon goes through all of its phases from new to full. Therefore, each calendar quarter or season, spring, summer, fall, and winter, typically sees three full moons apiece, assuming one full moon each month. But every so often, a single season will get an extra moon. During the 19th century, some stargazers began to refer to the third full moon in a season, which sees four of them altogether, as a blue moon. The Maine Farmer's Almanac popularized this definition. Time for a quick aside. You might be wondering why the third full moon in a season with four was singled out here. Why didn't people just call that fourth one the blue moon? The answer boils down to naming conventions. Again, most years see 12 full moons in total. Many cultures have given names to those that appear at specific points in the year. For example, in some American traditions, the last full moon of the winter is called the worm moon. If the winter season in any given year were to see 4 full moons, calling the final one a blue moon would disrupt this linguistic status quo. Right then, back to the Maine Farmer's Almanac. From 1932 to 1957, this now-defunct publication championed this definition of blue moons. The waters were further muddied in 1946 when an astronomer named James Hugh Prewitt wrote an article about blue moons for the magazine Sky and Telescope. In it, he misinterpreted an excerpt from the 1937 edition of the Maine Farmer's Almanac. This led him to conclude, erroneously, that a blue moon is the second full moon in any given calendar month. Prewitt's blunder went on to have a life of its own. One 1980 episode of the radio program Stardate repeated his mistaken idea about what a blue moon is. After that, this new definition turned up on a Trivial Pursuit card and in a children's nonfiction book. Yesterday's misprint can become tomorrow's accepted wisdom. Most people now subscribe to Prewitt's definition. Thanks to this kerfuffle, astronomy fans are left with two competing schools of thought about what constitutes a blue moon. The rival definitions now go by different names. The third full moon in a season with 4 of them is called a seasonal blue moon. Meanwhile, the second full moon in a calendar month is called a monthly blue moon. The latter phenomenon occurs once every 2 to 3 years. You'll note that neither definition has anything to do with the moon's actual coloration. By virtue of its surface geology, Earth's natural satellite usually looks gray. And during lunar eclipses, the refraction of sunlight can give it a rusty red appearance. But does the moon ever turn blue? Well, yes, but only under certain circumstances. In the past, there have been documented instances of smoke and ash from massive forest fires and volcanic eruptions, sending up particles into the atmosphere that filter out red light. When this happens, the moon takes on a blue appearance. In short, if you ever see a moon that is literally blue, it's because something very destructive is happening down on Earth. Today's episode is based on the article, Why a Blue Moon's Not Really Blue, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.